Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart, Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Friday, August the 17th of the year 2018. Glad you're with us on Penny for Your Thoughts. With you until 11 o'clock today here on News Talk 1400 DWS, whether you're listening in your car, in your home, in your garden, if you're outside today, if you're listening to us on the streaming, wherever you might be, whether it's locally or around the country or around the world, welcome to downtown Champaign. Glad you're with us today on A Penny for Your Thoughts. My name is Brian Barnhart. Full show again for you today. We'll have some open line time, open forum here the first hour up until 10 o'clock. Along the way, going to reminisce a little bit with the passing of the music legend, the Queen of Soul, they call her. Aretha Franklin passed away yesterday. Just about this time is when we first got the news, and tributes have been pouring in from all over the country and the world with the passing of Aretha Franklin. So that's one of the topics we'll touch on today. Late in the show today, the Pregnancy Resource Center in Champaign is having a big banquet. They have an annual banquet, which raises a lot of money for the Pregnancy Resource Center and all the work they do. Their speaker this year is the president of Focus on the Family. It used to be James Dobson for many, many years, up until about 2005. Jim Daly is now the president of that organization. He's going to be the guest speaker, so we'll tell you about that towards the end of the show at about 10:40 this morning. And also we'll fill you in a little bit on what's happening this weekend here over at the University of Illinois with the Fan Appreciation Day for football practice at Memorial Stadium at 3 to 5 tomorrow. And then you've got Fan Appreciation Day after that. And then the volleyball team, the Illini volleyball team, will be playing an exhibition match, if you will, or a scrimmage against each other, orange and blue, at 7 o'clock over at Huff's. More information on that. Some of the other headlines of the day, former U.S. security officials issuing rebukes for the president for yanking the security clearance for former CIA Chief John Brennan. A lot of articles on that today. If you Google that story, I went to Real Clear Politics, as I usually do, to get some of the headlines of the day. One of the editorials, though, said he deserved to have it pulled, his security clearance. And it's not a First Amendment right to have a security clearance. Said it's a privilege, is what this editorial says. So we'll touch on that if we get a chance today. Also, some numbers from Rasmussen polls on the president's support among African Americans. And if you don't buy that poll, there's another one. NAACP has a poll that also shows some interesting numbers of African American support for the president. The Vatican from Rome weighs in on the sex abuse scandal in Pennsylvania. Governor Rauner was in Champaign yesterday. Don't know if you saw that. He signed a bill mandating yearly inspections to help protect the Muhammad Aquifer. Rodney Davis, running for re-election, apologizing to his Democratic opponent after an incident involving a staffer. Spalding Park overhaul comes in over budget, how they plan to adjust there. And is there really bullying in nursing homes? That's a story in the News Gazette today. You might check that out through News Gazette Media. Cubs win, Cardinals lose, 8-game winning streak snapped. We'll talk about brawls in baseball. There's a couple of interesting stories connected to that. There have been some brawls in recent days. And happy birthday to Dee Brown. 34 years old today is Dee Brown. So those are some of the headlines today. We'll come back and get it started. Take your phone calls, 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Or you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Those are the big topics of the day. You can talk about those if you like. If you've got something else you want to bring up, you say, nah, I'm not interested in any of those, but this has been bothering me, you can give us a call about that, too. That's the beauty of the open line format, Pregnancy Resource Center banquet towards the end of the show, and get you ready for the weekend. I'm off on Monday. I've got dad duty this weekend. I'm taking my daughter, oldest daughter, back down to Nashville for her senior year at Belmont in Nashville. So we're getting everything moved on Sunday and Monday. So I'll be gone Monday. Scott Beatty will sit in Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday. And return of Monday Morning Quarterbacks in a couple of weeks after the first football game on September 1. We'll have Monday Morning Quarterback resuming with Lauren Tate on Monday, September 3rd, which happens to be Labor Day. So that's kind of the map of what's ahead. Back with your phone calls, emails, and texts coming up after we get it started on A Penny for Your Thoughts on a Friday.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword prostate. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword prostate. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword prostate.
Aretha Franklin passed away yesterday, and we'll be kind of bumping in and out with her along the way here today with some music of hers, some of the top hits that you heard. That one, I think, from the Blues Brothers movie was in there. She was in that as well, among other things that she accomplished. 356-9397 is the phone number. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. Leftover email from a couple of days ago, actually, and I meant to get to it yesterday, and we just ran out of time, so I wanted to get it in. Somebody texted me. We were talking about, I was reading an article from, I think, 1959 in the New Yorker about the push-button telephones and when and if they would ever take hold in the country, because we had the rotary dial, remember that. Someone texted in and said, I have the folder that came from the phone company that instructed people how to use the dial phone. Which finger to use, pull it around to the finger stop, and let it go. Etc., etc. So appreciate that text. I wanted to make sure to get that one in. We were talking about that near the end of the show the other day. Andrew texts in. He says, what's the deal with the unseat Rodney Davis bumper stickers? Do you know where they come from or how they became so widespread? If I were that opposed to a candidate, the last thing I would do is drive around with their name on my car. I have seen a lot of those. And I don't know if it's a couple of cars that I've just happened to see that I see frequently on my regular drive, or if they're all over the place, but there are several of those out there. But that's a good question. I don't know what the deal is, who produced them, where they came from. Obviously, he's running for re-election, Rodney Davis, and there's a story about Rodney Davis, one of his staffers that forced the congressman to have to apologize to his Democratic opponent. Got that story coming up, if we get a chance. And also, what happened to Elizabeth Hess? That is from JB. We mentioned this the other day. Somebody called in and asked because they had heard. Yes, we have had a handful of layoffs here at News Gazette Media in various areas over the last couple of weeks. And unfortunately for any of those folks that lost their jobs, Elizabeth Hess was one of those that got laid off. And so I'm going to miss her. As I said the other day, she was a friend. My daughter babysit for her son for many, many years. And just going to miss seeing her every day around work. But this is a tough business. There's no doubt about it. I've been a lot of different places, been laid off myself, and lost jobs along the way. So we certainly wish her the best. But yes, she was one of a handful of layoffs here at the company in the different areas of the company. 916 here at DWS. 356-9397. Dave is with us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Since you mentioned the nursing home, I would like to add a couple of things that I don't think anybody's discussed. The nursing home was in serious financial trouble, but the newspaper and various people have discussed this in such a manner that you'd think the nursing home was some kind of a monster that's been out to get the Champaign County financial condition for years. Well, I tell you, the nursing home is an entity that is controlled by the county board. And the problems that the nursing home has had for almost 20 years are directly attributable to the county board's ineptness, incompetency, and intellectual dishonesty. The board has not, cannot, and will not do its job. They swear an oath to do the best that they can, and then they act like a bunch of nitwits up there. I mean, there's some really good people on that board, but as a functioning body, they can't get anything done. And the Democrats, since they've been in power the longest, are the most to blame. But in addition to that, the Republicans have just been contrarians at the best. You know, I've not heard anybody say anything like that, but the problem, again, at the nursing home is not the nursing home. It's incompetent management or mismanagement provided by the county board from day one until today. That's all I got to say.
All right. Hey, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Thank you. And what he's referring to, I think, is the article in the News Gazette today talking about bullying. Our newsroom also has been talking about this on some of the reports. And I was just reading through it as Dave was talking. I don't know if they were focused necessarily on the Champaign County nursing home. They were just saying today's fact you might not believe: bullies lurk in nursing homes just like they do in schools or on the web. Some studies show nearly one in four adults in senior living facilities experience bullying. And that wasn't necessarily just focused on a county nursing home. This is, I think, in general, which can include verbal jab, shoving, stealing, and shunning others in public areas like a dining hall. The studies also show the transition to a nursing home makes people feel they've lost control of their lives, which is understandable, and that causes management to have to step in. And it's said in the news report, at Round Barn Manor Senior Apartments in Champaign, there's a good neighbor clause in leases, and three instances of disrespectful behavior can result in eviction. So that story is in the News Gazette. And again, I'm reading here through it quickly to see if there's any mention of a particular nursing home. And I don't see a particular nursing home. I don't know if it's a study of those in general in the area or exactly how that worked. All right, back to the phones here to another Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. I was listening to your program yesterday discussing court orders and court opinions.
Yeah.
And I think that you, your listeners were left with some disinformation. It wasn't intentional. Court orders are not public, period. You can go to the website and it lists the case, mm-hmm. but it doesn't list the contents of the case. Before I made this phone call, I called the fourth appellant clerk, and she said, absolutely, these things are not open to the public. So, to me, it begs the question, why would we have the courts issuing determinations that the public can't see?
Well, I don't know. I'm in over my head on that one. I know that when Julia was on, she got a text from Steve Beckett, who gave her a website that you can go to see those things, and I don't know what "see those things" meant. But
well, you can go to the Illinois Supreme Court website, and you can, and there's prompts that you can get into each appellate district, and you know it lists the court decisions, but it on orders it does not list the content.
Hmm.
It just doesn't.
Okay.
You know, and call. You know, I ask your listeners to look up the number for the district, the appellate courts, and call the clerk, and they tell you the same thing. So. You know, in the legal field that I know of, or you know, I'm aware of, being a pro se, you know, there's a lot of consternation about orders where the courts can make these decisions, and you don't know what's going on. And in my particular case, they're covering up some stuff. But anyway, One other issue is several weeks back, I was on talking to Judge McCuskey, I think, and we had a slight disagreement, and for whatever reason, I was disconnected. It might have been my part or whatever. Anyway, after I was disconnected, I was able to pick up on the delayed broadcast, and the judge kind of snarkily said he suggested for me to use Google. I'd like to reciprocate. I'd like for Judge McCuskey to Google judges' retirement system. And then in the upper left-hand corner, it has frequently asked questions, and it says, do judges participate in Social Security? And it says no. What I'd like for the judge to answer then is, how come on January 7, 2013, Judge Judy Cates signed a form saying, I elect to participate in Social Security?
Okay. Well, I've made a note of that, and we'll have him on again here at some point, so maybe he can figure that out for us.
Appreciate your program.
All right. Hey, thank you, Dave. Good to hear from you. 356-9397 is the phone number. Text line is available as well. Back to the phones to Mark at 922. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Brian, I have a question about what's going on at Ohio State. I'm interested in the facts, not accusations, and not people running around with their hair on fire calling for people to be fired. Of course, I'm a long way away and can't follow it as much as maybe you can. So I'm interested to know, has there been actual evidence of the spousal abuse? What I saw, the only thing I saw, were pictures that looked like the lady involved had been grabbed by her upper arm, her bicep area, and she had some bleeding on her fingers. To me, it looked like where the guy, he doesn't seem very trustworthy to me. I saw his interview on ESPN, but that aside, not judging a book by its cover, where's the evidence that he actually attacked her or in any way abused her?
Yeah, I have not seen it. All I know is that they've had, according to Urban Meyer and his wife, they had helped them get counseling for some previous issues in their marriage. And then there was all the tweets, or not tweets, but texts that the wife of the receiver coach had sent to all the football coaches' wives, including Urban Meyer's, basically saying, hey, I've been abused by my husband, I'm having trouble, whatever it is in those texts. And the issue for Ohio State is, somewhere along the line, did Urban Meyer know about that from his wife, and did he not decide to do anything because of that? And is that a fireable offense, I think, is what
it comes down to. He said in that release, that written release that he gave, he forwarded the information to the AD and his superiors. That being the case, I don't see any problem for Urban Meyer. But in addition to that, when you mentioned those texts all the wise, it seems like, actually to me, just from here, not knowing all the facts, that it is the wife, that she's making tons of accusations, but I don't see any evidence to back it up.
Yeah. Well, I've followed. I haven't seen any, no, physically, actually, but I don't know. You know, I know they're just waiting to decide what to do with Urban Meyer in the meantime, and I don't know if they're the ones investigating, looking into it, where the evidence is.
The calls you hear on sports radio, and mm-hmm. that's why I called you, because I know you're involved in the sports there. Mm-hmm. But they're all calling. ESPN is just beside themselves calling for Urban Meyer to be fired, but. I think I would, you talk about a rush to judgment, I think I would wait till the investigation is done and hear some actual evidence before I start calling for him to be fired.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to get to, I think, along the way here. They better hurry up because the season's coming, and we'll see what happens.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And Urban Meyer was asked. The timing was interesting because the receivers coach was fired like the day before we were all in Chicago, and then Urban Meyer was asked about it, and he basically said that he didn't know anything about the most recent alleged abuse case. And then I think eventually he had to kind of retract that statement, or at least correct it, and so that's kind of where they are. And right now he's been in limbo ever since. back to the phones to Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Hello, Brian. Yesterday, I sent an email to the state's attorney when she was on your show, and I asked her about these construction zone speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she had no idea how many of those had been written. I sent an email to the circuit clerk's office, Katie Blakeman's office, and they responded probably within 20 minutes. They told me as of the first of the year, there's been 29 construction zone speeding tickets written in Champaign County. 22 of those were convicted. Six were, I think they received, I think it said a either court supervision or conditional discharge, which means if you go 12 months without any violation, that charge would be removed from your record, like a speeding ticket. If you mm-hmm. go to a traffic school,
yeah, you can get it removed. Fine. Yeah, mm-hmm.
get it removed, and one was dismissed.
Okay.
You know, I thought when they wrote that construction zone thing, you know, the state police are on there all the time, and I thought that those were non-negotiable traffic tickets, but they should be.
Yeah. Does that number sound high or low to you, 29?
Well, you know, I used to work out on the highway. I worked out on I-74, and there's probably 10,000 cars that go by every day in any spot out there along that road, and that figure sounded kind of low to me, but I think the campaign on TV and the signs and the $300 fine or whatever it is, $150, I think it's getting people's attention. But I was surprised that it was that low, to be honest.
All right. Well, I'm glad you were able to find out. I appreciate you passing that on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay.
928. Have a great day. Let's see here. Let's take a quick break. Bob is on the line. Bob will get to you right after this and then just ahead of the news. Stay tuned. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts. Brian Barnhart with you here, just ahead of the news with Michael Kaiser, and Bob waited through the break. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? We're always bringing up the thing of people talk on their cell phones while driving, and so I'm going to bring up about three other items. What about drinking your morning coffee or something in your face, smoking a cigarette with your arm out the side of the door? And here's a good one. I actually seen the police pass this guy up or other people. How about having a puppy dog in your lap behind the steering wheel and driving with the head out the window?
Yeah.
I just seen that recently. And I just thought, well, everybody else brings up all these other faults about driving, but that one's never been brought up.
Yeah. No, you're right. And those are things, you know, when they look at the law, how much should they include? I mean, what is distracted driving? How do you define it? I mean, is it when I'm scanning the radio dial, am I distracted? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, does that fall under it? I guess the big thing with texting is so many people are, you know, you'll be sitting behind somebody at a stoplight and they're texting and it's like, hey, the light's green. You know, pay attention to what's going on. Or, you know, so many of these accidents, so many times you're looking down to read what's, so you're taking your eyes literally off the road and looking down. And to me, that's a recipe for disaster. So I don't know, but you're right. I mean, where do you draw the line? Where do you say this is distracted and that's not? It probably all is.
Okay, then let me put it this way. How about just making a law that if you're caught without both hands on the wheel, you automatically get a ticket or a warning. A warning, then get a ticket.
Yeah, well, that'd probably be what you'd have to do. And then you'd have all kinds of tickets being written.
Hey, that'd make good revenue for the city.
I mean, I used to drive a tractor with one arm over the top of the wheel, you know, so.
I was in FFA. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
I appreciate it. We have the news headlines here. Joseph, hang on if you'd like, and we've got Michael with the news and then more coming up on Penny for Your Thoughts.
Thanks, Brian. 71 degrees at 9:34 on our way to a high of 82. News brought to you by First Mid Bank and Trust, providing financial solutions since 1865. Visit firstmid.com to find out more. Was heard yesterday afternoon and throughout the morning, Congressman Roddy Davis has apologized to his November opponent after police say one of his campaign staffers harassed her Wednesday at a Springfield bar. The Republican Davis, in a statement, refers to field director Levi Lavelle as a young campaign employee who has since been fired. Davis says Lavelle's actions go against everything I stand for, referring to civility in politics. Springfield Police Lieutenant Brian Oakes says the incident on Wednesday resulted in Lavelle's arrest for aggravated battery. Oakes says Londrigan supporters, while filming them with a cell phone, two men escorted Lavelle out of the bar, and Lavelle allegedly struck one of them. Londrigan says she was disturbed by the scuffle, but she says it's not going to slow down her campaign. He was allegedly drunk and goaded that group of supporters for Londrigan. Well, authorities say a 15-year-old boy in Chicago has died and a 14-year-old boy was wounded in a shooting following a large fight at a basketball game in Chicago. Police say a crowd gathered last night at Garfield Fieldhouse at Garfield Park for a basketball tournament when a fight broke out inside. Police say officers began to disperse the crowd when someone fired shots outside. Chicago police spokesman says in a tweet, a boy possibly 11 to 13 years old was taken into custody. And the mayor of Washington, D.C. is firing back at President Donald Trump, who blamed local officials for the, quote, ridiculously high cost of his proposed Veterans Day military parade. Mayor Muriel Bowser tweeted today that she was the one who finally got through the reality star in the White House with the realities of parades, events, and demonstrations in Trump America. The Associated Press has reported that officials thought the full price tag would be about $92 million. The Defense Department said yesterday the parade would not happen this year. Trump today tweeted that it may happen in 2019 when the cost comes way down. Trump blamed local politicians for inflating the cost, but although the projected $92 million cost was largely attributed to Pentagon costs for aircraft, equipment, and personnel. DWS News Time is 9:36. The check of Greg Solier's forecast is next.
When you're buying your first home or your dream home, First Mid is there. When you open your first savings account or take that first distribution from your retirement account, First Mid is there. When you're insuring your very first car or your family car, starting your first business or expanding one, who is in the middle of it all helping you make it happen? First Mid. When life happens, we're there. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Greg Solier's forecast for today: considerable cloudiness, a couple of showers and thunderstorms, headed for a high of 82. A pretty strong storm moved through the area after midnight last night and early this morning. Strong thunder and lightning through the area as well. We'll see what develops today. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms once again, mostly cloudy, patchy fog, late, low of 65. Then a slight chance of rain tomorrow, decreasing cloudiness, an isolated shower throughout the day, headed for a high of 83. Again, chance of rain, though, just at 20%. 71 degrees at 9:37. I'm Michael Kaiser, DWS News.
If you have trouble trusting the mainstream media, you are not alone. But we still have to do our part to preserve a free press. Publishing op-eds in local papers can ensure fresh perspectives get heard. Visit useyourspeech.com. That's useyourspeech.com. And sign up to receive our Art of the Op-Ed Handbook. This booklet will walk you through writing the best op-ed and letter to the editor possible. Make your voice heard. Brought to you by Young Voices and the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Nancy from Wild Birds and More. Come in soon to see our exciting new selection of bird baths and give your favorite feathered friends some relief from the summer heat. Wild Birds and More, 2141 South Neal in the shops of Knollwood. Feed the birds, feed your soul.
And when I knew I had to face another day.
Aretha Franklin. Just one of her many, many, many hits.
Like a natural woman.
73 charting records. First female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She had sold 75 million records globally. 18 Grammy Awards. Grammy Lifetime Achievement. And Grammy Living Legend Award, and just tributes all over the place from Elton John. Loss of Aretha Franklin, a blow for everybody who loves real music. Lisa Marie Presley, she said, today has always been a hard day for me because it's the same day that Elvis passed away 41 years ago. Now the Queen of Soul has left us. And then Mariah Carey said she was the ultimate singer. Ultimate singer's singer. And Willie Nelson said, whether it was the gospel, blues, jazz, R&B, pop, or civil rights, Aretha Franklin was the greatest gift and the voice of a generation. Passed away yesterday at the age of 76. Joseph up next on Penny. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, this was funny to me.
You still there, Joseph?
Say what?
Yeah, you broke up a little bit. We lost you there for a second. Hello? You still there, Joseph? Well, you're breaking up. You want to call me back real quick? Let's try it again. All right, 356-9397. Text in says, why call the coaches, talking about the Ohio State situation, why call the coaches, call the police? A boss isn't responsible for his employee's private life. If you witness the abuse, that's a different story. Robert writes in. He says, it should not surprise anyone that Unit 4 is experiencing higher costs than initially planned for the various construction project. Costs were estimated back in 2015, formed the basis for setting the bond issue amount. Estimates are always subject to being at variance with actual costs. Material costs are likely higher than anticipated due to a few years of low but increasing inflation and now the potential impact of tariffs. Labor costs will likely be higher as the building trades are fully engaged with construction occurring across the economy. And labor thus not all feeling any need to make discounted deals. There's a lot of factors there, you're right. So everyone should get ready for changes, some likely significant in the planned projects. The numbers just don't work. And the cost of that for the new baseball field, other amenities at Spalding Park, it was projected in 2016 as $3.6 million. Actual cost now $3.85 million. So I guess, you know, any construction project you have, the costs are going to vary over a couple of years. And in this case, it has a little bit. Hi, Joseph.
Or we just find it. Hey, Brian, how are you this morning?
Good. You're back.
Yes, that was my fault. I had my tinfoil hat on.
That's okay.
All right. So, I don't know. I found this funny last night. I was watching the movie Lost in Space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Matt LeBlanc was from Friends. He was Major West, the pilot of the ship. And his branch of service was United Global Space Force.
Is that right?
Holy, yeah, I thought, how did Trump know in 2058 it's actually going to happen?
Global Space Force. Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, I thought, I about fell off the couch laughing. I thought, wow, this guy's really got some foresight, you know?
Well, there you go. He's on the cutting edge, as Rush said.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, thanks. All right,
thank you, Joseph. 942. Got a text in, says, I haven't always agreed with everything Elizabeth Hess would talk about on the morning show, but I never want to see anyone be laid off from their job. I hope she finds work soon. All right, 942. Carl, good morning.
Hey, Brian. I have a couple of things real quick. I was talking to my brother over the weekend, and he was at the university 50 years ago. I mentioned that Cam's might move, and he said, well, that would be a travesty because he'd read the article about it being painted and mm-hmm. the floors being fixed, and he said, well, that would take away CAMS, what CAMS was and everything.
It was sticky floors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff. And there's something else which has to do with entertainment. There's a contestant on America's Got Talent called The Sacred Rihanna, which you might be hearing a lot about in the next couple weeks. She actually won Asia's Got Talent in 2017, the first person to do this.
Okay.
She's an illusionist, but the key to her act is she knows how to scare people. She comes on, she doesn't speak unless she's in the act, and then she uses a modulating voice. She has a hair hanging down over her eye. She twitches, her hand twitches, and she generally scares the judges to death.
Wow.
Which can make the audience laugh.
And what show is this on?
On America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. Okay. Wow.
So she's going to do the first of her live shows next week. And I've seen all the episodes of Asia's Got Talent where she appeared and she won. She scared the judges to death.
Did she scare you?
No, it was just kind of, I just saw it as part of the act. It looked like somebody from wrestling. But it amuses people the way the judges jump.
Oh, I bet.
People claim they're going to pee their pants or something.
All right, we'll have to watch for that. Okay, Carl?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later.
9:45, if you've ever been in an accident, it's not fun. You know that. I know that. I've told you about my backing out of the garage, right? Taking off the mirror. Yeah, I think I've mentioned that. Stuff like that really makes you mad. And if you need something repaired, whether it's small like a mirror or your entire car, contact the folks at Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair, full-service collision repair facility. They know having a car accident's a serious matter, and it's just, I mean, what? I got to deal with this now? I mean, that's just a headache. So what you do is you give a call to the folks at Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair. Go to their website, gallomiller.com, for more information. They're on the south side of I-74 between the Neal Street and Prospect exit. You can't miss it. Off to the right if you're going east. Off to the left if you're going west across the interstate. They're on Kenyon Road. Give the keys to Dave Miller and Bill Gallo, and they will take it from there. They'll walk you through the process. They deal with all the insurance adjusters and all the phone calls you don't want to have to make. They do all that for you. So we encourage you to contact them, reach out to them, go by and see them, get a free estimate. They can always do that. And they will do a top-quality job for you and get it back to the factory safety specifications. Dave Miller and Bill Gallo. Gallo Miller, Paint and Collision Repair. We'll continue with more Penny for Your Thoughts as we continue on this Friday. I'll be off on Monday, back on Tuesday. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Complete your projects with Bosch Power Tools. Right now, all Bosch and Dremel Power Tool accessories are on sale. The 10-inch 40-tooth circular saw blade stays sharper longer for an excellent finish. Right now, it's only $17.78 after sale price and 11% off. Add storage to your yard with Suncast Storage Sheds. The 7x7 Covington Storage Shed is made of a durable, dual-wall resin construction. It has double doors with windows and features metal hinges for additional security. Pick up the Covington Storage Shed for only $479.71 after sale price and 11% off. There's no limit to how much you can save with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through August 18th. 11% savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I've got a question about Schnucks Rewards. How do I start?
Oh, it's easy. First, download Schnucks Rewards from your app store and create an account. Then you're ready to earn points every time you check out.
And when those points add up, I can...
redeem them for money off. Oh, yes.
Nice. What else does it do?
You can search for items, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad...
Okay, stop right there. That's all I can take.
Shop, earn, redeem. Download Schnucks Rewards from your app store.
My buddy's back home ready to get rowdy tonight because it's going to be a good one.
The first win is just the beginning.
The Bristol Night Race is one of the coolest races you can win.
Racing under the lights, it's Bristol, baby!
We have a very long season, and peaking at the right time, to me, is key.
The Bristol Night Race, Saturday at 7:30 on NBCSN.
On the DWS News Hour this afternoon, we do Clergy Corner. Ricky Parks is our guest, plus the latest local news, sports, and weather. 4 o'clock this afternoon on DWS.
When darkness falls,
more Aretha Franklin. Just remembering her as she passed away yesterday morning. Some of her hits. There was a bunch of them, that's for sure. Thinking of the great, iconic female voices. I mean, a lot of great male voices, too. You think iconic female voices. Hers, obviously, near the or at the top of the list. You think about more recently, like Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. And those are just unbelievable voices. And how many of those, usually the singer started in a church somewhere with the gospel singing. Keith Richards said it was a sad day, but a glorious lady. Her voice says it all. Paul McCartney said, let's take a moment to give thanks for the beautiful life of Aretha Franklin, the queen of our souls, who inspired us all for many, many years. These are all, of course, peers of hers, performers. Brian Wilson, she said she was one of the greatest and most emotional singers. I used to love listening to her in the 60s, but her music is timeless. That was from Brian Wilson. And some politicians weighed in as well yesterday with the passing of Aretha Franklin. She also sang My Country Tis of Thee at the first inauguration of Barack Obama back in 2009. Also sang with Tony Bennett on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. All right, 356-9397 is how you can join us. 951 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Football practice moved to Memorial Stadium today. If you're headed there, they're not at the rec fields. They're down the street again at Memorial Stadium. Lovie Smith wanting to get on the regular field there at Memorial Stadium, practice a little bit there. And then tomorrow, 3 to 5, they will have an open practice for the fans. After that, it'll be Fan Appreciation Day. Lots of things going on in connection with that. After that, you can go to volleyball. Volleyball team with an orange and blue scrimmage down at Huff Hall at 7. Katie Taylor is with us. Hi, Katie.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. You ready for the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about the volleyball. That's a scrimmage, right? Orange and blue?
That's correct. It's a scrimmage, general admission to the public with so general admission pricing. So $8 for adults and $4 for groups of 15 or more.
Tell me about the parking, because there's a new building going up, the Siebel Center for Design, right next door there where a lot of people used to park. So how are you guys working that for tomorrow night and for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so we've been proactive in trying to map out some nearby lots. There are a lot of university lots that are within about a 10-minute walk from Huff Hall, as well as numerous metered spaces around the facility. Those are not only university, but also Champaign and Urbana. So we just ask that patrons pay attention to the meter, but most of those are available after 6 p.m. University lots are typically free after 5 p.m. And then we do have a complimentary shuttle through the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District that we will be running every match. That we'll be picking up at the BFL and Administration Building, which is on the corner of St. Mary's and 4th Street. Mm-hmm. That'll launch 90 minutes prior to the first serve and then go continuously throughout the match with a continuous loop to Huff Hall. And that will go until 60 minutes after the match has concluded.
Okay, and is that going to run?
That is complimentary.
Okay, and people can they park in the State Farm Center lots and then walk across to Bielefeld, or what? How does that work?
Yeah, so BFL will be open for them to park, as well as State Farm if there is no events going on. We do have some events in the fall, but right now not too many conflict with volleyball. So.
Okay, so that shuttle will start, you said when? How many before the match?
Yep, 90 minutes prior to the first serve.
Okay, and then 60 minutes after. So you can take the shuttle back and forth if you park a little bit away.
Oh, absolutely.
So, okay.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, well. Hopefully a big crowd tomorrow night to watch volleyball. They had a great year last year, and hopefully they can. I think they're ranked 12th, I think, in the last poll, so it should be fun.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
All right. Hey, thank you, Katie.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Yep, 954 here at DWS, 356-9397. Got a texter in, says Democrats losing the black vote to Trump / that is huge news, they say. And I do have a couple of stories on that. Involving the recent poll, Rasmussen came out with a poll that showed support for President Trump among African Americans. I think it was up to 36%. There it is. Trump at 36% approval, according to Rasmussen polls. Trump won 8% of the African American vote in 2016. Of course, a lot of Republicans commenting on that all over the news, Sean Hannity and others. If you don't believe in that poll, say, well, that's Rasmussen. I don't trust that poll. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Polls are what they are, but other polls have also shown an increase in support for Trump among African Americans. NAACP poll released on August 7th found that the president's approval rating was at 21%. Among African Americans. The Pew Research Center found the president's approval rating among African Americans at 14%. No Republican presidential candidate has done better than 12% in the election, general election, among African Americans since Bob Dole in 1996. The president frequently cites the current low unemployment figures among African Americans as a reason that voters from that demographic should support him. And he also tweeted he was honored to have the support of musician Kanye West. So those numbers are out, and that's what the texter was referring to. 9:55 here at DWS. Former U.S. security officials issuing rebukes to President Donald Trump yesterday, admonishing him for yanking former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance in what they cast as an act of political vengeance. Trump said he had to do something, quote, about the rigged federal probe of Russian election interference. Now, Investors Business Daily, they have an editorial today. They say the ex-CIA chief Brennan's security clearance should have been revoked long ago. They say that Brennan clearly abused his privileged security clearance by using it for political purposes and profit. This is an Investors Business Daily editorial. And they say no one has taken away his right to speak away from him. He's free to tweet, give speeches, show up on TV, host conferences, write books, and rage-filled op-eds to his heart content. He just can't have privileged access to the nation's secrets. When he does so, he doesn't deserve it, according to this editorial. And this editorial says, hey, you know, having a right to look at secrets, the nation's secrets, have security clearance, is not a First Amendment right. It's a privilege. And they contend if you abuse the privilege, you should lose it. So that's some of the back and forth. Some of the security officials, though, are ripping into the president on it. 9:57 here at News Talk 1400 DWS, 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line as well, 351-5357. The governor in town yesterday, don't know if you saw that, Governor Bruce Rauner signing a bill pushed by Muhammad Republican Chapin Rose that mandates yearly state inspections on the gas company's dime of gas fields above sole-source aquifers like the Muhammad Aquifer. The plan also requires gas companies to notify people impacted immediately after a leak. He was in Champaign to sign that bill yesterday. Let's go back to the phones here. A couple minutes left here before the top of the hour. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning.
Brian, John Brennan should have never even been appointed as Obama's national security advisor because he voted for a communist at the height of the Cold War in 1976. Voted for Gus Hall. So, you know, that was a disqualifier from the beginning.
Well, it showed who he wanted. Obviously, that guy didn't get a lot of votes, right?
No, he didn't get a lot of votes, but it says a lot about him.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he, go ahead.
He's had loose lips ever since he's been, you know, out of the job, and he's accused Trump of treason and all kinds of stuff.
Well, this editorial I was reading agrees with you. He says he admits to voting at least once for communists in his life in that election, a sign of poor judgment that shouldn't be rewarded with the most powerful spying post in the government. That's what the...
You know, why would Obama even consider a man like that? It's an interesting question.
Yeah, well, maybe felt he was qualified at that level, but...
Maybe for him.
All right. Hey, Brian, I got to run to the news, but thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
Appreciate it. We've been playing Aretha Franklin off and on again. A little more about her career coming up in the next hour. Also at 10:40 today, in about an hour, we'll talk with the folks from the Pregnancy Resource Center. They have a big banquet coming up in early September, and the president of Focus on the Family is going to be their main speaker. We'll tell you about that in about an hour from now, or less than an hour. Right now, the news is next. WDWS Champaign-Urbana.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk@wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Back on Penny for Your Thoughts. A lot of good conversation the first hour and a variety of topics, and we like that on an open line. We're continuing that here for the good part of this hour, and then at 10:40 we'll talk with Greta Henry from the Pregnancy Resource Center in Champaign. They have a big banquet fundraiser coming up in early September, September 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn. The speaker, they always bring in some really great speakers. This one is going to be Jim Daly, who's the president of Focus on the Family. So we'll talk about that later on in the show and hear from Jim Daly, the president of Focus on the Family. I'm going to talk more about Aretha Franklin here in a moment. We'll do that here in just a moment. Let's talk a little bit about Steve and Pam Starwalt at Keller Williams and Damian Spencer at Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal. Today is Friday. There'll be some open houses this weekend, you would think. And if you'd like to find out what you can afford, you can get pre-approved for that. You can find out what that number is. You don't have to wait till next week to do it. You can find out today. Maybe you're downsizing, and they can help with that at Damian Spencer, Fisher National Bank. He's been in the mortgage lending business for over 20 years. He's one of the many team members that Steve and Pam have put together. They've worked with him for 10 years. So the number is 239-7156. You can always just call that or Google Starwalt, but they can get you connected with Damian at Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal. They have locations in Muhammad at Fisher as well, but Damian, of course, is at the South Neal location. And you can find out today whether you're upsizing, downsizing your home, whatever your need is. You want to find out what you're pre-approved for. You can get that taken care of today. So we invite you to do that. Damian Spencer, Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal. All right. Aretha Franklin passed away yesterday. Probably her signature song that to put her on the map all those years ago and all the chart hits she had. Born in Memphis in March of 1942, she performed at inaugurations at President Bill Clinton's inauguration back in 1992. We mentioned she sang God Bless America at Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009. Of course, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, ranked number one on VH1's Greatest Women of Rock and Roll. Awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President George W. Bush in 2005, grew up with Smokey Robinson, on and on the list goes, and the tributes kept pouring in. Mike Hale is with us, of course, on Light Rock 97.5, Mike in the Morning, and on our other sister station. We have two sister stations, 107.9 WKIO, and I wanted to bring in somebody who plays that music. And who is a music who loves that music. She's amazing, wasn't she?
She was truly extraordinary. And when you look at how her career went, John Hammond discovered her, who discovered so many great stars for Columbia Records. But the problem when she got signed with Columbia Records back in 1960 was the fact that her musical director was Mitch Miller. And those of you who know who Mitch Miller is, great, brilliant, brilliant guy in the studio. But Columbia Records was the last company to really, of the major record companies, to embrace rock and roll and R&B music. In fact, they really didn't get into the game until the mid-60s. So they had Aretha singing all of these standards. And she did a great job singing them. They just didn't go anywhere on the charts. She was frustrated. Jerry Wexler from Atlantic Records started talking with her and saying, hey, there's some things you'd like to record. Come with our record company. And Aretha Franklin was one of the first ladies in rock and roll to really help call the shots in the control room, in the studio, on the material that she did.
And that was a big step, right?
Oh, it's huge.
In that industry at the time.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. She, and her first hit from the for at was what I got to think of. I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Loved You. Mm-hmm. It sounds 180 degrees away from what Respect is. Now, Respect was a song that Otis Redding had out, and he wrote back in 1965. But when she did it, it was extraordinary. And then her career exploded from there. And Respect is an interesting song because of the fact that Jerry Wexler wanted to get Aretha as much exposure across the country as she could. Now, she did, obviously, Ed Sullivan. She did the major shows. But at this point in time, there were dozens of TV shows in local markets that played pop music that kids danced, you know, the kids would come in the studio. Well, isn't that what Ed Mason did?
That's right.
On Channel 3? But there was dozens of these shows across the country. So Jerry Wexler says, let's figure out a way to get Aretha Franklin on all of those shows. So Jerry Wexler put Aretha walking the streets of Detroit and doing a music video to this song. It's extraordinary.
All right. Reverend Chambers is on the line. He was remembering Aretha Franklin. How are you, Reverend?
I'm fine. I listened to all of that, and just what you said, all of that is excellent. But I knew Aretha when she was 13 or 14. We're the same age. Back during the time when she traveled with her father, the late Reverend C.L. Franklin. Reverend Franklin traveled with the Davis sisters out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You would have had to know what gospel was like back then when you talk about not knowing what to do with an artist. They didn't know what to do with a gospel artist. Aretha always was a gospel artist, regardless to what she sang. If you listen to her rendition of Ave Maria, she doesn't sound anything like the way that song goes because she's a gospel artist. I'd like to come in sometime and sit down and talk about gospel music. You've got to go back to Thomas D'Arcy. You've got to see the film Say Amen, Somebody, with the famous O'Neill twins. I worked with them out of St. Louis. That's where I'm from. You have to know what to do with a gospel artist. So Aretha, she transcended all genres of music. Could she sing jazz? Yes. Could she sing pop? Yes. Could she sing the blues? Some of the songs that she's really known for, Aretha wrote and Carolyn wrote. Her sister, Carolyn Franklin. Aretha had a very troubled marriage from the beginning. The guy she was married to was very abusive. And when Aretha sang those songs written out of the tragedy in her marriage, and then the tragedy after her father laid comatose for so long after he had been jumped on by somebody and they left him for dead, she never really recovered from that. These are the stories that you need. USA Today, I saw the New York Times, I saw all of the big papers with her on the front page. The writers write what they have read, but you have to talk to people who were there. And I knew Aretha when she came to St. Louis with her dad and the Davis sisters back in 1958 when they came to the First Baptist Church, Cardinal and Bell, singing gospel music. Aretha was the first black blonde singing on a stage where people were looking like, is that Reverend Franklin's daughter? I could go on and on.
Now,
we need to talk.
Reverend Franklin was not wild about her doing R&B. Am I correct on that?
You are correct. And when he was on this one CD where he talks about people saying, well, you know, she's singing this this kind of music and that kind of music. Here she is with James Cleveland. James Cleveland, who was the prince of gospel for God knows how many years, dating back to the 50s until he died. When they interviewed Reverend Franklin, he simply said, well, you can put her in any class you want to. But C.L. Franklin said, Aretha's just a stone singer. That's what he said. And I'll have to tell you what album that is on, because that album was recorded in Los Angeles with Los Angeles Choir.
Well, you and I both, I lived in St. Louis for a number of years, and we had the luxury, when we got to hear Aretha Franklin, we got to hear a lot of Aretha Franklin songs that mainstream radio didn't play, because you and I had the luxury of listening to KATZ and KXLW radio.
That's
with
true.
Robert BQ and Doug Eason and Scoop Sanders, who were playing...
Don't forget Spider Burks.
Spider Burks. You bet. You bet.
He lived down the street from me.
Oh, wow.
We need to get together
okay.
on a special show so we can talk about this.
I would love
your listening audience need to go to YouTube or somewhere and pull up Say Amen, Somebody. When you see the O'Neill twins, we were the ones that brought Aretha by herself and Reverend C.L. Franklin to St. Louis to the Kiel Opera House back in the glory days of gospel.
Hey, Reverend, it's great to hear from you. We'll do that, okay?
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you,
hey,
sir.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right. And another call here about Aretha Franklin. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. It would be really great to have the Reverend come on with Mike Hale and just talk about gospel music. It's really wonderful to have both of their perspectives. Very enriching. But there's one song, you know, that in all of the yesterday, since she passed, that nobody's playing too much. And I wondered, it was like one of her biggest hits, and which is generally attributed to Marvin Gaye, of course, which is I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And she did a great rendition of that song, and nobody seems to be playing that one.
You know what? And she was so good at taking other people's hits, putting her spin on them and turning around and selling a million. We talked about this. Brian is on our sister station with me in the morning, and I played her version of Eleanor Rigby, her version, which is phenomenal. Her version of Bridge Over Troubled Water. Simon and Garfunkel did their version a year later. She sells a million copies with it. And Jumpin' Jack Flash, she did the Stones song in the 80s, which was an extraordinary version. In fact, I'm going to dig that out and play it Monday because it was in the movie starring Whoopi Goldberg. But she was so terrific at being able just to take anything that was, well, The Weight by the Band. I mean, she took a song that was a classic rock radio anthem and turned it into an R&B hit. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, you guys have such a deep perspective to share. Very interesting to hear.
Well,
thank you so much.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, and she did not like to fly, right?
Yeah, she did.
Never did fly.
She did fly initially, and she had some scary flights. And then when Otis Redding was killed outside of Madison, Wisconsin, when his plane went down in December of 67. She said, "That's it. I'm not going to fly anymore." And she said, "Hey, when you're at 35,000 feet up, you can't stop and get something to eat. When we're on a bus and we're going down the interstate and I see Red Lobster, I'll yell out, 'Hey, let's go to Red Lobster.'" Yeah. So yeah. All bus, all the time.
Got a text in, says, "I keep humming Aretha Franklin songs. What a great lady. She will be missed." That's for sure. Well, Mike, this has been fun.
Well, thank you.
We'll get you and the Reverend on together. Maybe
okay,
one day.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, that would be fun. We'll look to do that.
All right.
And thank you for your insight on this. And listen for you, Light Rock 97.5, but also WKIO 107.9.
So thank you so much, Brian.
All right, back in a moment here with more callers.
I have family that works at the biggest, most popular appliance store in Chicago. So, you would think I could get a really good deal there, right? But when I needed all new kitchen appliances, I found I could get the best deal right here in Champaign at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I got this pro-style range, French door refrigerator, over-the-range microwave, and a free dishwasher, all with that famous free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan. And I save $500 over what it would have cost me at that big Chicago store. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign-Urbana within the past month. I guarantee the best deal on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Trusted and local for 90 years, Christie Clinic gives you a choice of more than 185 providers, 40 specialties, and locations close to home. We live here. We work here. We provide you healthcare choices where you live and work. We listen. We care. We are Christie Clinic, proudly serving our community since 1929. Christie Clinic accepts Health Alliance and most insurance plans. Visit ChristieClinic.com for more information and schedule an appointment with a provider today.
Friday Sports Talk tonight with me, Scott Beatty, and Matt Daniels. We talk to Mike Grimm in Minnesota, plus Central High School football coach Tim Turner. 5 o'clock, Sports Talk tonight on DWS.
All right, I just pulled 4 or 5 of her biggest hits. There are a bunch more, 73 on the chart. So Aretha Franklin, we're just kind of honoring her today and appreciate Mike Hale coming in for a little bit. Plays a lot of the music, of course, of hers and everybody else on Light Rock 97.5 and 107.9. Swanson Roofing, a hands-on owner. He works on every job with the crew. He is one of our sponsors, Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog, truly a family-owned business. He's a graduate of Rantoul High School and the University of Illinois. Roofing Dog crew comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation. And don't put this off because we're getting close to the fall here and they're going to be booked up, I'm sure, for quite a while. And then you're going to get into winter and then it gets tougher. So if you have some roof issues, don't delay. Contact the Roofing Dog, 355-ROOF, 355-7663. They provide services in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. Doug is with us this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. You know, I was waiting on hold, you started playing Aretha Franklin's Respect. That's the theme song of the radio program that I co-host, Warrior Connection, and so it just hit hard there because that theme song, Respect, was selected for our radio program because we're hoping for respect and medical care and everything for all the veterans of our nation. So, I mean, her loss is just incredible.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous. Boy, all this decade after decade. Just amazing.
I saw her perform multiple times. You know, again, she came and performed for the military where I was at, and there's no way to describe her as a performer. Just absolutely mind-boggling. Mm.
Just an incredible voice. That's the thing I'm impressed with. I mean, the range is just unbelievable.
Yeah, of all the songs and all the music.
Mm-hmm.
And
then,
one of the reasons I call, if you saw your emails, you know, we've been still having all the incredible problems trying to get medical care with the veterans and over at Danville VA and across the nation. I've got sick people here. I can't get care of myself. And finally, after months and months of waiting, the University of Illinois opened a veterans legal clinic at the law school. And so on Tuesday, I got the email from the law school and said, they're here. Come on in. Talk to them. Meet them and ask for help. Well, Wednesday morning, I did. And they promptly refused any help at all. And then the thing that bothered me the most is all the documents, same stuff I've given Carol Varell and everybody at the News Gazette and that I gave you personally, you know, mm-hmm. to help protect your brother in the military.
Mm-hmm.
She refused to accept them. Mm-hmm. And it was just a mind-boggling. And I was saying, okay, if you're here to help the veteran with the legal matters and help get medical care and everything, why are you refusing the information and turning away? And so that was just... It was a kick in the teeth. And then she said, well, go to Southern Illinois University and ask for help.
Hmm.
So I called them up because so many need help. I mean, we can't get care. It's just a nightmare. We've talked about it here all over, and you got all the documentation. So I called Southern yesterday, and you got the email response that I got back from Southern. They refused help also.
Hmm.
And so we're sitting here out in limbo. We got so many veterans in this local community that were denied medical care at Danville VA and that died, and you've got all that documentation. The contamination is all over. The health effects of Chanute are staggering and affecting everybody, and they cannot get medical care because, as you know, the Air Force and the VA and military disavow Chanute, you know, with the trichloroethylene, Agent Orange, and mm-hmm. the nuclear biological chemical warfare we did there. It's kind of at a lost hope, and... I don't know where else to turn or what else to do because I've got phone call after phone call for help. No matter who you ask at the Danville VA, all you do is get the runaround. When we asked Congressman John Shimkus and his aide, Deb Dittmers, who's the district director, to help us, they won't help us.
Hmm.
Tim Johnson, as you know, did tremendously.
Yeah.
But, you know, him and Dennis Kucinich got pushed out of the House because of all the work they did.
Yeah. Well, you just have to. I don't know what to tell you, Doug, other than just you got to keep find the right person, I guess. And that's,
you know, nobody seems to care, and everybody that are responsible turn it away because, you know, it's all friendly fire, mm-hmm. and because of the contamination we left at the bases, I was asked to come to Caregivers Workshop Tuesday at the Rantoul Library, and people were in there, and they were sick, and they had taken care of their spouses and their loved ones that are sick from the contamination just at Chanute.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get care, and they just disavow it. And I'm not sure where to go or how to turn because... Report after report we've done, we've testified the House, the Senate, the CDC, IOM, and they just disavow it.
Hmm.
And as you know, and you've got the documents right there you can review, the Clinician's Guides on Gulf War Illness is an incredible 20-page document. The VA, as of the other day, still refuses to share it and give it to the veteran. They don't give it to the doctors.
Yeah.
And when you get outside care, like I've been able to force them to do right now, they won't provide that information to the doctor that you're seeing on the outside.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, I've got to run, but I always appreciate the information you pass along, and I wish you luck, okay?
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thank you, sir. All right, need to get to the news. Sorry about that, Michael, and you're up next, and we'll continue with more. We'll talk about the Pregnancy Resource Center coming up here in a little bit and hear from the president of Focus on the Family. All right, that is not Aretha Franklin. But it's good bumper music, right? 356-9397. We're going to talk with the folks at the Pregnancy Resource Center in Champaign here in just a moment. Greta Henry is here. Zoe's been waiting to get in. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Brian. I just want to say I've been kind of sad for a couple of days about Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, and I always think about her father and the gospel music thing, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, sad that she was in that abusive marriage, and I don't know when she made the respect, whether that was before or during or after, or the, you know, RESPECT. It's kind of ironic if she made that before she got in the abusive, but it does happen.
Yeah, I don't know the timeline. I know people do. I should have asked Mike that beforehand. But
yeah, I've known women, a lot of known black women that, you know, were with abusers, and it happens, of course, with other people, too. It just breaks your heart, you know.
Yeah, it really does.
Anyway, and I had another thing I was going to say real quick, and I forgot what it was now while I was waiting, but that's all right.
All right. Well,
anyway, thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Zoe. Appreciate it. We're 1041 here at DWS. Four reasons why you break your budget from Busey. One thing you do not want to do is spend too much money, obviously. Forgetting the future is one reason. Leave emergency savings for emergencies only, they advise. Rewarding yourself too often. Mixing mood with money. Be careful. You spend money when you're happy and positive. That's what you want to do when it's easier to remember your long-term financial goals. When you're sad and you're spending money, you're just spending money and you're not getting anywhere. Bad home equity habits. Don't think of your home as a piggy bank. Be smart with your home equity loan or line of credit. And you can manage your finances whenever you want, wherever you are, with Busey's mobile and online services, the Busey mobile app, Busey Text, Money Management, Busey Bill Payment. Regain control of your finances with Busey. Visit Busey.com, call 1-800-67-BUSEY, or visit one of their many convenient locations today. All right, Greta Henry is here.
Hello
there.
How are you? I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you a big Aretha Franklin fan or not? Music? No, I didn't listen
to
much.
I like music.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Not just there. No, everybody's got their own their own taste. You're with the Pregnancy Resource Center.
Yes.
In Champaign. Where is that?
It's at 205 East Wilbur, right Wilbur Street, right in Champaign, across from the mall, right in back of the Salvation Army there off of Wilbur.
And how long have you been there? How long has the center been there, I guess?
Okay, the center has been around since 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And we would rent different positions, places there, around Champaign, but we have been there. We actually built the building in 2007.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the center itself has been around for 30 years. Then.
Yes, it has over that. Yeah. And I've been the director since 2001.
Okay.
So.
And you've been on with Jim before for years.
Oh, yes.
You have big banquets, big events, right? And you've got another one coming up.
Oh, yes, we do.
Tell us about it.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, first of all, before you do that, tell us what the Pregnancy Resource Center does.
Okay.
Give us the outline of what
you
do.
I'm going to give you our mission statement.
Okay.
The mission statement is we're committed to saving the lives of unborn children by promoting life-affirming options and while sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and deed and to minister restoration to those who have been wounded by the trauma of abortion. So what do? We do a lot of stuff that entails all of that. We're actually a medical facility, so we're able to do free. Everything we do is free. We have free pregnancy testing, free limited ultrasounds. We have a nurse that's nurses that are there, and we have a doctor that's over our facility. There are actually 12 centers with Living Alternatives. 10 of them are in Illinois and 2 are in Indiana. And so what else do we do? We do the pregnancy testing in that, and then we also have what's called the HOPE program. It's helping others parent through education. For those that are pregnant and just needing some extra help and guidance, we have videos that they watch and they earn mommy bucks. The mommy bucks, and they can purchase different items from anything from diapers all the way up to cribs. And then we also do have post-abortion support. We have a Deeper Still retreat that's coming up in October. We also do have adoption support and information also. And we have a clothing room where women can come and fathers, mom and dads can come and get clothing. And it's gently used items, and they can come every other month. And we also have the program of Mercy's Refuge that is the building right next door to it that just opened in 2016.
That's a lot going on.
That's a lot.
That's for sure. Tell us about the event coming up.
Okay, sure. Well, Jim Daly, he is the president of Focus on the Family and host of the Daly radio broadcast. And he is going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn on Thursday, September the 6th. That's coming right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And it's at 1501 South Neal Street in Champaign. And you can call us at 217-398-6511, or you can email us at www.hopeforafuture.com and get your reservation. There's no charge. We're very thankful for that. There's no cost to attend the event, thanks to underwriters who gave in advance, but there'll be an opportunity to give a financial gift.
Mm-hmm.
During the evening.
Well, the speaker is Jim Daly. He is the president of Focus on the Family, and I don't know, Jim Daly, you're on the line here. You've ever been to Champaign?
I have not. I'm looking forward to it because I always wanted to visit something named Champaign.
Well, and you're right next to a big university, so I know a lot of people are excited about you coming. Now, you've been in the president of Focus on the Family since when?
2005, and then Dr. Dobson and I kind of co-labored together till 2010, and then he stepped out, and I started full-time on my own in 2010.
Well, that's
so
a big...
it's been 8 years.
Wow. Has it gone fast?
It has gone fast. So many good things, too. You know, there was such a wonderful foundation laid here by Dr. Dobson and what the Lord did through Focus all those years, 33 years that he was at the helm. So we've got 8 years under the new administration, and I'm really pleased with what we're seeing. We're saving marriages and helping parents each and every day, and Decisions for Christ. I think we had over 200,000 Decisions for Christ in the last year. So I got a big smile on my face because I think the Lord is honoring the mission and what Focus stands for.
Jim Daly is with us here on Penny for Your Thoughts. He's the president of Focus on the Family. He's coming to Champaign September 6th. Tell us what's your message. What are you going to be talking about when you come to speak at the banquet?
Well, the importance of life. You know, right now in the culture, you look at it, the scripture is so clear about choose this day, either death or life. And when you look at it, there's no greater message than the message of the pregnancy resource centers around the country. And we're privileged to work with many of them with our Option Ultrasound effort. And to date, we've estimated 415,000 babies have been saved through the ultrasound machine placement. So whenever I can stand there with these folks that are on the front lines and be a part of Living Alternatives there in Champaign and what they're attempting to do to save babies every day, to help moms who are struggling and in trouble. I mean, this, to me, is the core of our faith, and it's what James says, that pure religion is this, and helping the widow and the orphan. And it's wonderful to see the folks there in Champaign, the Christian, the believing community, to step out and support the life effort. That's what I want to communicate. Congratulate them for the great successes that they've had, and to press forward and to not give up, to always cast that vision of hope, and that hope starts at conception for every human being. And we're winning on this. That's what's so exciting right now. I mean, I was on the phone just recently with someone who doesn't agree with us, and I was talking about what we do believe about life and about God's design. And it, you know what? When we treat people with respect, their hearts and their ears are open to what we have to say. And it's not worth getting down into the gutter, because that no one's listening to anybody when you're down there.
Is it hard to, with all the political turmoil in our country today, is it hard to get people to focus on issues like this?
Not really. I think, when the Lord said, love your neighbor, there is something incredible in that. And even people that oppose us on this issue of life, not everybody, there's going to be that 10% of the ideologues that frankly probably on both sides won't listen to each other ever. But when you can go and sit down and have an open discussion, I'll give you an example. I talked to somebody from Planned Parenthood in the Rocky Mountain region. That's 9 states of Planned Parenthood. I said, to me it looks like the business model is your problem. And this person was frank and honest and said, it is. We make $600 on average for every abortion. And I just blurted out, what if I paid you $1,200 for an adoption placement? Could that change the model? And to this woman's credit, she said, it might. And I love that idea. Now, we can't use those dollars for other abortions, but for women's health care, that'd be great. But what about that idea for the Christian community? Let's outthink it. Let's say, okay, well, if that's it, let's save babies by providing adoption placement money. Is that a different alternative? And I think we have to come up with some creative ideas to say, we believe in life. We're willing to put the money up to do that. Why don't you place babies in adoption? We have about 1 million abortions every year. We have about 1 million young couples that want to adopt babies, infants particularly, every year. All we got to do is make the connection.
Jim Daly is with us for a couple more minutes. He's with Focus on the Family, the president of that organization, and he'll be speaking in Champaign, the Hilton Garden Inn, Thursday, September 6th. Greta Henry is with us as well here this morning. The younger generation, we always hear about the millennials. What's the message for young people, or what are you seeing as far as young people today and their attitudes towards families, the traditional family, sexual relationships, all of that?
Yeah, I think the research is pretty clear. The younger Christian community, particularly under 40, far more open to people expressing themselves in all kinds of ways. However, I'm hopeful in another way, because the other aspect of younger Christian expression is what I would call orthopraxy, the doing of the word. They really want to roll up their sleeves and actually get involved in some very difficult problems right there in community. So for poverty, for helping that single mom think differently about an abortion, etc. These are all positive indicators in terms of engagement. And I think that's a wonderful sign. I think every generation has something put in them by God that tends to describe them. We talk about the greatest generation, their ability to sacrifice, their hard work. They go to war, they come back, they don't talk about it, they just build an incredible nation, etc. So what's in this generation that the Lord has put in their heart? I think it's one of integrity, honesty, and roll up our sleeves and let's do the Word of God, not just speak the Word of God. So I'm actually quite hopeful. I think the key is to tighten up the orthodoxy component. They still need to stand on principle, but they can demonstrate that principle by doing those good deeds so that they honor their Father in heaven.
Hey, Jim, we're looking forward to having you in town on September 6th, and so keep up your work out there, and we appreciate you coming on for a few minutes this morning.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to being there.
All right, thank you. That's Jim Daly, the president of Focus on the Family. Greta Henry is here with us, Pregnancy Resource Center. And again, the banquet comes up September 6th. What time does the banquet start, and how many people usually attend this?
It starts at 7. The doors open at 6:30, and we have anywhere from 7 to 900 people come. So if you're interested, please give a call or email or do the www.hopeforfuture.com and let us know.
And there is no admission, but also looking for help, too, along the way.
There'll be an offering at the end.
Okay, but they need to get in.
Yep, need to get in. It's okay. Good. Good food, too.
Yeah. Anything else we need to know?
I think that's probably it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Greta, thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate Jim Daly being with us as well from Focus on the Family. 10:53, come back with some more here, start to wrap up the show for this week. I'll be gone on Monday. Scott Beatty will sit in. I'll be back on Tuesday of next week. But now to wrap it up for the week after this. All right, 10:56, a couple of things of note here at the end of the show. We've had a busy show today. Thank you for all the open line calls and texts and emails in the first hour. One of those is still there. It says, Brian, I hope my nightmare is over. About a month ago, I went to ER at Carl because of foot pain. The ER doctor took a foreign particle out. 2 weeks ago, I went back to Carl. They said I had still had something in my foot. Last Thursday, they operated on my foot again and took glass out. Monday, I went back to Carl because I thought my foot was infected. They said it was okay, so they let me come Thursday. That is from Tom. 10:56. By the way, on Saturday, August 18th, tomorrow, 18 minutes past 8 o'clock, it will be 8:18:18:8:18. How about that? Anna Wall is with us. Hi, Anna Wall.
I won't take but a minute, but I wanted to call and thank you and the News Gazette. When I say you, I mean the station, and the News Gazette for reactivating my memory of some of the things I had forgotten and make it possible for the young people, especially Afro-Americans, to be aware of where we came from and how we got where we are today. And I hope as a result of that, the race card will be placed back in the deck and we will follow the legacies of Aretha Franklin. I want to thank you again and again, because otherwise a lot of our people would never have access to this information. God bless America. And God bless Champaign-Urbana for having WDWS and the News Gazette. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna Wall. I appreciate that. Good to hear from you. 10:58. That's a good way to end the week, isn't it? All right. One other note, story you may have missed. You can get a salad from a vending machine in Chicago. Would you do this? I don't know about this. We think of vending machines as junk food like chips or candy, but there are more than 170 vending machines in Chicago called Farmer's Fridge that sell salads. They were the brainchild of Luke Saunders, the company's founder and CEO, who couldn't find anything to eat on the road while he was traveling as a sales representative. His first Farmer's Fridge vending machine appeared in Chicago in 2013. The company has sold 1 million salads in Chicago and Milwaukee. Plans to expand more next year. I don't think I've seen these. Saunders told Fox Business he knows people might worry about food contamination. When buying a salad from a vending machine, and explained, we have someone with a Ph.D. in food science with a specialty in food safety on site every day to ensure everyone is following protocols. I don't know, a salad from a vending machine. I'd have to think about that. I'll ask my wife about that. I don't know if she likes to eat salads, but I don't know. Anyway, thanks to all of our guests, Greta Henry, Jim Daly, Mike Hale stopped by, all of you for listening and joining in on the conversation, Katie Taylor from DIA with volleyball. Have a great weekend. Again, I'll be taking my daughter down to college in Nashville this weekend and into Monday, so I will see you on Tuesday. Scott Beatty is here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. WDWS, Champaign-Urbana. Talk to you later.